Dr. Kizer Beach said the new COVID-19 variants are more aggressive and the outcomes from infection with these variants are much worse. The chief medical officer said because of the risk of transmission of new variants, countries like the United States remain high risk. However, she said individuals who have been fully vaccinated for 2 weeks will be allowed to quarantine for 48 hours in an approved quarantine facility.
Our latest reports from CAFA, because we always send to CAFA for testing to make sure we haven't been introduced into St. Vincent. It hasn't happened that we have had variants of concern, okay? Because there are lots of variants, but there are some particular ones of particular concern. And we have not, in the samples we have sent, they have not detected any variants of concern in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And we want to keep it that way, because when you have variants of concern, the spread is much more aggressive and the outcome is much worse. So we need to be able to, and I go again, to keep checking. So we still have the United States of America, including New York, Miami, wherever you're coming from, the U.S., in the high risk category of countries. But if you're coming from United States of America and you're fully vaccinated and you've been fully vaccinated for at least 2 weeks, you would only need to do 48 hours in a approved facility of, you know, quarantine in an approved facility for 48 hours. And we have that in place.
Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Simone Kizer Beach. Regionally, Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, has estimated that the COVID-19 pandemic may have set back tourism-dependent economies by some 20 years. In Bermuda, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases since the outbreak now stands at 2,499. Internationally, Japan's government has approved lifting Tokyo's virus emergency just over a month before the Olympics, but set new restrictions that could sharply limit fans at games events. Meanwhile, a decision to vaccinate all 12 to 17-year-old children against COVID is unlikely to be recommended by UK vaccine experts imminently. However, certain groups of children may still be offered a COVID jab, but not all. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.